Are we live?
Are we make sure you hit the recording on the bottom?
Yeah. Hey, are we live?
Live.
Are we here?
Yes.
What's good, yo? It's been a minute, y'all. What's good with y'all?
Especially for me. I feel like it's my first day back in 2 years. You know.
Keys on yet?
I'm bien.
First day out.
Muchas gracias. You know, I'm bilingual, so, you know.
Nigga bilingual now?
Yeah.
King. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to use the word nigger anymore. You know
especially
what I'm saying?
Especially nigger.
Yeah, I've been saying that, and I just saw a video with Noriega from the Drink Champs.
I love that.
He was saying he was interviewing Waka Flocka, so he was like, yo, we got to stop using the word nigger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Waka Flocka tried to articulate it, but it's like, nah, nigga, you can't.
It's like, oh, nigga with an A is like. They also use that, oh, niggas with A is more cooler, you know? It's more of an urban word.
Yeah.
Nigga with an ER is more of a racial term.
And he was like, yo, we're going to turn it to a positive, I mean, a negative to a positive. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna flip it. Nah, bro, you can't flip
that. We're not doing
that. And I've been saying shit like that. Like, you can't. You know what I mean? Like, that word was originated to bring down the vibrancy of us. You know what I'm saying?
Just be like, maybe like cracker and cracker. It's a major difference.
You saw with Terry Crews how he had to try to do the acronyms for coon.
Yeah, it'd be our own people.
He's
yo.
A coon.
You think so?
Yes.
What makes him a coon?
Hakuna Matata.
Well, what makes him a coon though?
Because anytime you start to justify the acts of Caucasians, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. You want that check. You want to be put into Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Facts.
But at the end of the day, you can't justify their actions. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anybody that says all lives matter and not understanding why Black lives matter, no, you're a Hakuna Matata.
I feel like they're ignorant for that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Everything, you're not supposed to do everything for money. Because that just shows the type of person
facts.
You are.
Facts.
There's a lot of things I ain't going to be doing for money, despite how much I love the thing. I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about all lives matter, it's the people that be like, oh, all lives matter. It's like, no, we're not saying y'all lives don't matter, but y'all make it seem like Black lives don't matter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If we weren't being assassinated, you know what I'm saying, the way we are, then we wouldn't have to say that. If situations like Breonna Taylor,
you know,
her murderer still ain't in jail yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You get him.
You see what I'm saying? And let's bring it back to hip hop. We allow too much of the Caucasian to step into our realm. Like, hip hop is supposed to be for us. You see what I'm saying? Like, look at that producer that just came out the other day.
Jay something?
JW, whatever the hell his name is. I ain't never even heard of the nigga.
Yeah, me either.
You know what I'm saying? But
have an opinion on the Breonna Taylor?
Yeah, talking about she spewing lies, saying she was in the drug game and this and that. And when you living that life, these are the repercussions.
It's all alleged.
Oh, I didn't know that stuff, man.
But that's not even true. She had a normal job.
She was EMT, right?
Yeah. So they bust in her house, and let's not act like they can't create documentation. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you saw what happened to the Indians. You know what I mean?
Native Americans.
Yeah, Native Americans, you know, supposedly. But come on, they could create anything that they want.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? So, no, we're not going to allow you to come in and start spewing lies on her life when she was murdered.
In vain.
Actually left her to die.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, come on. You see what I'm saying? So we have to start putting a stand on this. You know what I mean? It can't just be now, like, everybody want to be pro-Black. No, we've been Black. And we have to start making a stand and saying, yo, we're not going to allow y'all in our culture because they're benefiting off of it.
Correct.
Hell yeah.
Come on, look at what happened to Nick Cannon.
You say something about
you see what I'm saying?
You say something about a different race and it just get going just like that.
And this is why I tell people, us, we have to study history. Nick Cannon got X'd for shit that wasn't even true. I'm tired of us talking about, oh, we the original Hebrews. No, we're not. Okay? Black people exist way before any religion was ever created. So you can't put us, just because we gave some influence, you can't put us with the Hebrews. You can't put us with Islam. You can't put us with Christianity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we came in contact with it. We influenced it. But we exist. You have bones that they found.
Yeah.
3.5 million years old. African woman. Lucy. Which her original name was Dinknish. Europeans found her now. Not Iggers. You see what I'm saying? Because you know Iggers like to say, oh, well, that's from a black man. That ain't true. Europeans found her. Right? Her bones.
Yeah.
We ain't got no bones of Adam or Eve, but we got a bones of a 3.5 million years old black woman. Hebrews, that's the other day.
Yeah. We're the original race.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, speaking about that, y'all never saw like this clip on the news where they found like Cleopatra? They trying to recreate
her. Yeah, they always trying to take our shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got the real Cleopatra right here. She ain't looking. I ain't even going to. Yeah, you know, she got the hoop God. Earrings. You know what I'm saying?
I like
standing
it.
On the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop.
What song that is, but I'm going to join you.
Oh, God.
Looking all scrumptious and stuff. But
you know what I'm saying? She looking like, you know.
Well, I don't like you. The fact that they recreated her. And then they made her as a white woman.
Well, of course. They always try to take our shit.
Come on, man.
That ain't, but yeah. Let's not front like we ain't see my girl Lizzo. Confidence on Lizzo. She looking like that ass gone jiggle. Mm. She was naked the other day.
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't. No.
See? She was naked. Like she put up a picture with her bucket naked. Bucket naked. She was looking good as fuck. I ain't gonna front. I bought that fat shit.
Look how you just said that. Look how you said that. Like, so how rude is that?
Why?
How rude is that?
Niggas don't. Okay, sorry. We don't show love to our plus size women.
There's nothing like wrong with plus size women.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there be some good poems under that gut.
That fat shit. That's not showing love.
Sorry. That's the 1D
that's
shit.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but very.
I give her some of this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would too.
Yo, her skin was wild glazed.
Which one are you talking about?
She got them cheeks. I'll smash Lizzo. You see what I'm saying? Jill Scott, like that other dude that was talking about Jill Scott. Yeah. What's his name? I don't know.
Lizzo. I love the fact she embraced her size.
That Pums is probably immaculate.
Yeah. I love the fact she embraced her size.
But do you think you have enough body type for that? Think you have enough structure and body type
can't
for
handle
that?
That? I can handle
she
that.
Trying to say
you
a good so? Dick big enough.
Yeah, I get on some sea moss. Yeah, okay. You know
trying
what I'm saying?
You trying to ask him if his dick big enough for that?
I mean, is it? We could ask that, but no, I was just saying, you know, that's
she was trying to say it nicely. Do you think you got enough girth for that?
Let's be clear. I'm just saying.
Just
like,
because
that's a
she's
lot.
Big yes. doesn't mean her pums is big. Let's be clear.
One leg of hers in your
I'm benching 250.
Okay.
It ain't not make sense because a lot of these thick girls, a lot of girls with meat, is not able to take the meat. You know
exactly.
I mean? So
a lot of the thick girls can't really take the meat. It's the skinny MAGA type girl them.
Yeah, they can take.
They can take the meat. They don't run. Y'all thick girls with the extra booty,
they can take
with the cellulite, which I like.
Listen.
But see, hold on. I had to recognize and understand there's a difference between fantasy and reality.
Right.
So, yes, Lizzo would be my fantasy because, yes, of course, I would want to tame and, you know, gallop behind a big team.
Yes.
But would I actually want that to be my wifey? Maybe not.
Why?
I mean, because, okay, short man syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you 6'2", nigga.
Women love short man, though. Well, now it's kind of changing now, but before they loved short
man. Yeah, but as a short guy, you want something you can control. Like, I see why dudes like skinny females.
Yeah.
I can't. Shayna, I'm going to have to get a chair behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Two.
Like,
you got to tiptoe. Yeah. It's going to be tippity-tippity toes.
I might have to tiptoe behind them cheeks.
See, me with Shay, I got to get like a little whip.
You good, nigga. You're like 6'2".
You'd be like the perfect person, Shayna.
Yeah, like you and Shayna, reality-wise, y'all will set up good.
Facts.
Why? Because Shayna's 5'7".
I'm 5'8". Just give me my inch, yes.
And that extra inch matters.
Yes, it does.
Shimmy, you're like 6'2", bro.
Yeah.
So you and Shayna, according to society, y'all are okay.
And yeah. he's chocolate, society, I'm caramel.
Who cares? They don't make that but rule.
You, that's why it does looks matter.
To an extent.
So what's the topic of the day?
Does looks matter?
Does looks matter?
Does it? I don't think.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When you said looks, y'all wasn't talking about the face. Y'all just talking about like the person, the physical appearance.
I mean, that's the face
that's
too.
The face,
yeah, that's all.
In the height, honest? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like all.
Oh. I mean, okay. We don't want to wake up to Fraggle Rock. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to look at a person's intellect or their mind. I mean, that just depends on if that person is sapiosexual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sapiosexual. I only get aroused through intelligence. You see what I'm saying? So she could be a baddie in terms of how we like to see women. You know, she got a fat booty. She got big ass tatas. You know, she got the peach pums.
Yeah.
But if there's nothing coming out of her mouth that can intrigue me, my shit's not going to go whoop.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
You're not going to fuck a dumb girl.
I mean, I'm well, I was going to say the B word.
So you're trying to tell me that, like, she could be beautiful, but you're not going to get aroused just looking at her?
Correct. I'm past
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but since when?
Since long time.
Hold on. Let's come on.
Since
let's
long
be clear.
Time, fam.
Look, you oh, always God. See people and you get all like mesmerized.
I can react off of that, of course.
Okay, so what are you saying?
But that doesn't mean I'm going to engage.
Oh.
But you're still going to have sex.
No, that's not true.
You got to be honest with yourself.
If she comes to me and say, yo, I'm about to say wide open.
Yeah, you're lying.
You're catching it.
Yeah, I take it. No.
So that's what I just said. You just said no.
No. I'm not going to engage. I can recognize that a female looks good. Of course, she looked good. She got a fatty.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to engage her into the point where we're going to actually sleep with each other. No.
Wait, you kind of confusing me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to really.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me break it down.
I understand what you're saying, but like confusing
me. Break it down.
It's
I see Amara La Negra, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. She's bad AF.
Yeah.
But I don't
can't
know.
Have no conversation with her.
I don't know how her mind is set up.
Correct.
Right? So I'm not going to engage her. Like, my homeboy be trying to clown me all the time
when,
about
when you
this.
Say engage, let's break engage down.
I'm not
mean?
Going to approach attempt
yeah.
to
so
try
you're just
to speak
gonna,
to her.
Okay,
I'm just
so
gonna
you're
going to
see her over there. You're going to look. You're going to keep
I'm
it moving.
I'm going to admire.
But if y'all pass
he have his fantasies.
Path, that's what I'm saying. So you pass mm-hmm. path and you mm-hmm. both say hi.
Fantasies.
What's mm-hmm. going to happen after that?
He keep on
hi.
Walking.
I'm going to just keep it moving.
So you're trying to tell me you're going to just keep walking?
Yes.
Man, you're lying as fuck. Like,
I do this all the time. That's why my homeboy, like, I don't holler at females in public.
I don't believe this.
I don't.
You talking about like you walk out to the
Walmart, Publix, the mall. I don't. I have to somewhat know something of that female before I actually engage.
That's kind of tough right there. That's kind of tough.
Because I'm not moved off of just the physicality of her.
So how are you going to know somebody that you don't know from a can of paint?
It depends on the environment. Work, which is why a lot of my encounters always either is somebody that I worked with or I have some type of personal relationship. School.
Yeah, I don't know about the school part.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because there's a lot of people I know and a lot of people who's book smart but not smart mentally.
No, that's true. So they're probably just in school because, you know, that's what they was told.
But you get out of school, you're talking to them like that. Yeah.
But Shayna don't seem like she understands what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, Shayna.
Because I'm looking at her face and she's like.
I just feel like you're putting on right now because, like.
No.
No, let me break it down to my interpretation.
Okay. Break it down.
If the girl's intelligent, mm-hmm. right, it turns him on.
Correct. I get that part.
Right? Now, if a girl he see have good looks, but he doesn't know how she is, right, personality mm-hmm. or mentally, it's not going to turn him on because she might not sound the brightest.
So it's just like, an admiration. It's just like, okay, damn, she got a fatty.
Yeah, but I get that.
That's
but
it.
You still would fuck. That's what I'm saying.
If okay,
you said you wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. That's where I feel the lie comes in. Yes,
no,
mentally.
I'm not going to engage to hit it. If she came in, that's why I said, if she came and said, yo.
So the only thing you're not going to do is attempt to talk. But if she came to you and just started having a dumbass conversation, you would still fuck.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
Shake.
No, that's
no,
not
Shake,
true.
Shake. I'm not. I won't. Shake. Hold on. At this stage of the game, no. Before, yes.
Listen.
When did the stage change? Yesterday?
No. As I when did it change? When did it change? Like, come on, no, I don't want to know. As I got a little bit more.
It changed 2 weeks ago, to be honest.
Two weeks ago? Okay.
No, that's
2 weeks
not,
ago on a Thursday.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about this female, right? And I'm going to tell you why I don't do that anymore. So this one female keep I was honest. Talking to.
Yes.
I'm being all the way.
Because I'm feeling like my spirit is telling you.
I'm being all the way 100.
Are you throwing shade?
So this female that I met, right? I am a sucker for the chocolate. So
skin, like
yes, okay. Chocolate women. She had natural hair, lips was
plump, juicy,
you know, everything. Yeah. So yes, I saw her on Instagram. She a baddie.
You hopped in a DM.
Hopped in a DM. Bad. Not at first. I don't just hop in DMs.
How
off
long
the
did
rip.
This? You look when
at
did this pictures.
I, this was 2018.
Okay, so 2 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't just hop in DMs. Mm-hmm. I comment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
you be baited. Yeah.
Let's be clear. Let's use our words wisely. You baited before you hop in the DMs. You baited.
Because dudes are always in the DMs. Yeah, so true. You don't just want to be a normal dude
you
in the DM.
Stand out.
Yo, what's good?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
So you want to, you know, you want to show respect to what she's doing, especially, you know, this female, she had her business. So I was showing respect. I was commenting because a lot of us don't realize we use social media for the wrong reasons.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? If I ever heard a person say I have to take a break from social media, that means that's a key indicator that you're using social media for the wrong reason. That means you're getting lost in the fictitious world that most people portray on social media. Because, you know, you can be whoever you want on the
virtual reality.
Yeah. You're not who you post to be.
Yeah.
You could post
not
whatever.
You post to be.
Exactly. I like that. I know niggas that post up that day in Jamaica. I hit that nigga phone, his phone off.
Yeah, but they're right around the corner from you, though.
It was there.
But if you in Jamaica, that means you got money for the ticket. Mm-hmm. That means you got money for the telly or the Airbnb.
Yeah.
But why is your phone off, bro? So that means you're just fronting.
I mean, he still went.
Trust me.
Doesn't matter.
He still went.
Keep all. We not over here talking about, I'm going on a trip, and then you come home and your lights is turned off. No.
Pay it next Friday.
You'd be surprised how people go to a trip and they're broke.
Like, no. So the gram gets people believing that whatever you see on a post is their reality. Yeah, niggas be broke for real.
Of course.
They don't really be having that. Females too. So I feel like all of that plays a part in the mentality of what we think.
They be showing their bodies off and designing fat booty, this and that. But they have nothing to offer.
Correct.
But continue with your story.
Yes. Back to the story. So, hopped in the DM. We started chatting, chatting.
What was the first thing you said? Hey.
Hey. Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
Oh, Grand Risings? Grand Risings queen?
So, you know, let me make it condensed. You see what I'm saying? I feel like when I first tried to holler at her, she wasn't really feeling the kid. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, short guys don't get the love y'all tall guys get. You know what I'm saying? We got to do extra shit. For real. I done seen tall, ugly niggas get play. But because they're tall and their shoe game is on point, they get play. Which a shorter dude like me got to do extra. I got to, like, you know, do tricks and be a ventriloquist.
Pull something off the hat.
Do magic. Yeah.
Pull something off the hat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to do all that extra shit. So when we first started chatting, she basically was just telling me, yo, you know, you're not my type.
She'll tell you off the back.
Like, yeah. She was like, I had a dude before you. He was tall. He had the beard.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tired of that beard shit.
Sorry. That shit be looking good.
My shit don't want to connect. Like,
you got to get the beard oil.
Yeah. But, castor oil.
You got to oil that shit up. Like,
yeah,
that shit is.
You
got
to go to sleep.
Yes.
You got to go to sleep. Like,
yeah,
goddamn,
you have to.
Greasy face in that mug.
Yes.
But, yeah, that shit, my shit don't grow. Like,
it will.
I just want the goatee.
Two times a day.
Yeah, you got to oil it up. You have to.
That what's that shit Drake said? You know, like, he got the whole beard shit going.
Yeah, he look way better now. Like, Lord, like, I don't even like red skin, but that beard is a big difference.
But niggas be having fake beards.
Of course. So where do you think his shit's
niggas
fake?
Be having fake pieces.
Yeah. I'd rather it fake than nothing. Like,
what?
I don't want no bare skin face. Like, just like, I don't know. Like, just seem weird for like a nigga in certain age.
So she judged me off of that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Off of your looks.
Off of the looks. And she was telling me, she was giving me a whole rundown of the dude that she was with before. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the retrograde brought us together.
Wait. She was telling you this all in your DM?
No. We got to the phone.
Okay, but wait. So How did she know you short off of your Instagram?
Start talking.
Obviously, I stand next to a picture with Shayna or anybody. Sure. You can tell.
Yeah,
you that's can just, tell I'm not tall. All
right. Those are just questions you ask when you start dating online. Anyway, like how tall are you?
Correct.
And that's what you do,
like,
Shay?
I kept it real. I was like, yo, I'm 5'6". You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm
like,
taller than she is.
Why don't you put like 5'7" or something?
Nah,
like that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna always keep it 100.
Okay.
Because I want females to understand this is what you're getting involved in. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So we got to the phone. I feel like we connected because of the retrograde. A lot of people don't realize when the retrograde is happening, that makes you more get into your feelings,
get emotional.
Yeah. You start thinking about exes, things of that nature. So that's why she was talking mucho about her ex. You see what I'm saying? But one thing that she did say was like, oh, me and you are communicating way more than me and this nigga communicated.
How long was she with her ex?
For a year.
A year, okay.
So now, you was with the guy that was 6'2", had the beard, spent the money. Now you're talking to a guy that has the communication, which is what you wanted.
Yeah, emotional feelings.
Exactly. Somebody that's supporting you.
Yeah.
All of this. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, we finally get to the point where we're going to meet up. So I say, yo, I bring you on the bus.
Nigga, a bus?
What? On the bus? She's living like a Orlando.
You mean like a Greyhound?
Yeah, it's $15. What? You can't get on a bus?
No.
Why not?
No, a plane.
Why you go see her?
Well, because, you know, that's when Henu popping off. You know what I'm saying? And Orlando's whack. You know, you can't compare Orlando to Miami.
You be going over there for the thing, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted her to come to my environment because I just wanted to test, and there's more things that I'm more comfortable with here. You know, you got Las Olas, you got South Beach, you know, and it's just better here.
Right.
So I said, okay, all right, fuck it. I found a cheap ticket, $80, round trip. So that was good.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Orlando. It wasn't like she was coming from Cali.
Yeah,
you know.
You should have flew. You should have flew her down. That's what we call it.
She felt more appreciated.
Get flewed out.
So I flew her. So I flewed her out.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Granted, the hotel wasn't the best. I got confused. I thought it was the La Quinta International La Quinta. There's some nice La Quintas. It is. The one I found was like right in the back of a Wendy's.
That's the best you could find.
It was. I got her off the internet.
What, Groupon?
No.
What you mean?
No, it wasn't Groupon. It was the internet. Like when you type in Google cheap hotels.
You actually typed in cheap hotels.
No. Yeah. I'm not.
He put hotels in Fort Lauderdale. That's what he put.
That's the shit that popped up.
No, I thought, like, my best friend came down here and he stayed at a dope La Quinta. Yeah. So I thought it was that one. It was like 5 minutes away from the beach. So she wanted to stay on the beach, but I'm like, nah, you ain't deserving
of
that.
Who the hell you think you are?
Exactly.
What you mean? I'm coming all the way down here to see Fort Lauderdale.
That's for the first time. Nah. You're not going for Atlanta coming to see me.
See?
Coming to see you.
So we wild caked on the phone for a whole month before she got here.
You have phone sex?
Mentally.
Okay.
We wild talking. She's sending me songs about, oh, this is how I feel, and da da da, fuck it. I'm gonna take a risk on you.
Oh, yeah.
While trying to get a nigga all in his feelings. All
right.
You see me how I say?
So continue.
So, when she got here,
the La Quinta behind the Wendy's.
Well, before we get to the La Quinta, right? I picked her up from the airport. Mm-hmm. As soon as I met her, the energy was off. She was ready looking at me like, damn, this nigga short as fuck.
I'm sorry, but nah.
Who looks matter?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, yo. All this caking we done did, we done connected. Mm-hmm. That shit went out the door. Immediately. Instant. So now she's in the car, she's on her phone, scrolling. Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize your phone desensitizes you when it comes to human interaction.
Yeah.
The people that create the phones say this. They don't even let their kids
use
the phones.
Yeah.
And we are so drawn to this technology. We think, oh, it's convenient, not realizing this takes away from brain cells. You see what I'm saying? And I had to realize one time, like, yo, why people not liking my shit? Like, when I first started Henu, and I was in a break room one time, and I saw a female, and she was like this on the gram.
Swipe.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, that's why. They don't even got the time to really look at my post. Yeah. Because they just
swipe,
like
swipe.
A fucking robot.
They swipe, look, like, swipe.
Yeah,
like,
he's like, brrr, brrr, yeah. Brrr, brrr, brrr. So by the time my post came, I got a, it's like a fucking wheel of fortune.
Yeah.
You gotta figure out if your post is gonna stop in the time where
if it's gonna catch your attention.
Yeah.
Correct.
So when she was in the car, that's all she was doing. Mm-hmm. No conversation, just, no nothing. And I'm just,
she didn't say that to you at all?
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Man, I would have been a U-turn jump right back at the airport.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, I gotta try to entertain this mother.
Now you forcing yourself to entertain.
Yeah. Now, man, she's a baddie. Tits, booty, everything. She's poquito. Uh-huh. She's chiquita. You see what I'm saying?
What's her race?
She was black.
Oh, yeah, you did
say that. She was chocolate. Extra chocolate.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Natural hair, had the bun, all that shit. So we get to the hotel now. Fast forward.
La Quinta behind the
Wendy's. Yes, La Quinta behind the Wendy's. Liquor store was right up the street. That was my accident, though. I didn't mean to do her like that. I checked the hotel. Like, okay. Like, when I got there, I walked in the room. I checked it first.
And that shit, the AC be leaking in La Quinta. Like, there's no way that you didn't know that.
It wasn't like fucking, you know.
That's a hotel.
It wasn't Plantation Inn.
It's close
enough.
That
was a hotel where you just have sex for 40 minutes and you just walk out.
Oh. It had a king size bed, though.
Yeah.
So and a flat screen. So when I looked at it, I was like, oh, shit.
You already know.
She gonna talk shit.
Hell yeah.
When she came in there, yo, she was like, nigga, what the fuck? Yo, you a broke ass nigga. You where you got me?
I'm like, you not see me? Like,
do you not? Yeah, do you, nigga, I'm worth this.
Hey, we supposed to be on the beach.
Yeah, we supposed to be on a beach.
Like, sun gazing. Like,
get the fuck out of here. You ain't reserved that shit yet. The hotel, yes, granted, that was my fault. And I told her that. I was like, yo, you know what? That's my fault. I'm sorry. Next time you come. But
next
the
time.
Energy that she see, yo, she
next time.
She said, yo, when we went to the beach, because I was like, yo, you want to go get some, you know, you
so
want
to
go
took
to
her
beach?
To the place where she really wanted to go. Like, how does that make sense?
She was like, oh, this where we was supposed to be.
Like, yeah.
She was talking shit the whole fucking way.
I understand.
So you
I overly understand.
Nah, yo.
Was
yes, okay, the hotel, yes, I get it. But if
but
we
it's
connect
a first
mentally.
Correct.
That shit shouldn't matter.
You want me to lay my head
how much
in sleep?
Yes. How much broke niggas you fucked?
I don't fuck any broke niggas.
How you
any
know?
Any female fuck a broke nigga.
How you know?
With my standards where they at now, I'm not fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
But you went through that broke
yes,
nigga
I have.
Stage.
Yes.
You
how much
know.
Back seats yes. You done fucked in?
And I haven't really fucked in the back seat that much, but yeah.
He's
not
that much.
My younger days. My younger days.
But you
yes.
fucked in the back seat.
Younger
yeah.
days, huh?
Okay.
In my younger days.
So if you feeling a nigga, you feeling a king, y'all vibing, you're gonna overlook that shit.
To an extent.
That's
yeah.
the most sexiest shit I could ever hear. Like when a female,
oh,
like this one
funny.
Female I was fucking, she was like, she told me, she's like, you ain't gotta take me to no hotels like that. We good right here in the back seat. When I say my heart.
On the first time?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the first time we fucked, it was at.
You fucked behind a trash can, huh?
Let's hear this shit. Where was it, sir? Where was it?
It was the Comfort Inn.
Comfort. That's even worse than
La
Quinta.
That's good. The one on commercial?
No,
hell
no, man.
That shit is exquisite.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Come on, bro.
No, that's even worse than La Quinta.
No, Comfort Inn is good.
No, it's not.
It depends on the location.
Yeah.
I bet the price is like, what,
Google
$60?
See, $16. Why are you looking at the price?
That's just $35.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's how you
see,
know.
See, you can't put a price tag on dick.
A price tag on dick?
No, that's not true. The thing is. The thing is.
You might have a point.
Exactly.
You might have a
see?
Point. You can't put a price on good dick. Let's be clear.
That's
okay,
not the thing,
okay.
though. You just
and
having
my
sex
shit is
there.
Good.
You just having sex there, so it doesn't really doesn't matter.
Yes, but how are you going to get turned on?
You're not gonna be concerned about a conversation.
Yeah, but
I'm stimulating your mind.
Correct.
I told her shit that she's using right now that she would have never knew if it wasn't for me. You just told me you never thought you could get an orgasm with a nigga on top. I gave you that.
I'm sorry, what?
You know how much women don't get orgasms, nigga?
I know.
They be lying.
I know.
They be lying to us.
I never dealt with that, but I know.
I dealt with it from sometimes. But how else we gonna learn? Like, I thought I was the man when it came to giving dome. And one of my exes, she's like, nigga, what the fuck you doing? And I was like, what?
Everyone's different.
That shit ain't feel good. I don't think you're supposed to give don. That's for the females.
So what does men give? So
what does men give? Eating a sack. When dome.
Listen, Shimmy, you always surprise me with these words.
Yeah, like, Shimmy be eating
sack.
Eating
a sack.
Yeah. No, but sack is like nuts.
Nah. See, you gotta take it easy. Give a dome to females. I never heard in my life a nigga say, yeah, man, I was giving her dome. No.
You're right.
That you would never heard that before.
That's just like running a trizzy or a train. You know what I'm
saying?
What
the fuck is a trizzy?
Like a train, nigga.
I never heard someone call a trizzy before.
Like, never heard of a trizzy?
Hell, I heard of a train. But trizzy?
True. Women be thinking, if they have two niggas, they are having a threesome. No, you're getting a train ran on your ass.
See, there go. It's considered a threesome, but to us, it's a train.
Choo, choo. We about to run a train on it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We got one. We about to run a train on it.
That was the way in my younger days.
So, let me get back.
So, right. When you were driving, she was like talking shit about it. Like,
we was going to the beach, La Playa.
Like, was you just looking?
And she was talking shit on the beach, and then I took her to Bubba Gump Shrimp.
I mean, it's not bad.
What's wrong with Bubba Gump?
It's not bad, though, but I prefer, like,
she was talking
Benihana.
Wild shit. Oh, this is low-level shit. What you mean?
Oh, it's
you
not bad.
You want to stick 9-5-4?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Benihana's.
Hell nah. You got to earn.
But you said y'all was connected mentally, so she didn't
We
earn.
Did, but when I picked she got here, I had a whole itinerary planned
what
out.
What was the itinerary? What was it?
We was going to Lamar.
Lamar, okay.
Yeah, that shit on Miami. I was going all the way out.
So why not?
And when she pulled up and her energy was tripping because I was 5'6".
You said, fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm not. You think I'm about to treat you and you? Nah. Fuck out of here. You getting low level shit and you still going to get this dick. And that's what I gave her. That was the best part of the trip, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you didn't get her some?
Hell yeah. Oh. She the same one I told you. I didn't think I could get an orgasm with a nigga on top.
Oh, my God.
Now you got one. Now you know.
So did she put all that shit, the pride to the side, and she in again?
Well, of course. Come on. If you fly a chick out, she wants some dick.
Nah, you'd be surprised.
No, yes. You do got some females that just want the trip. You know what I'm saying? You saw what happened in the future. But she wanted that dick. So psychologically, her mind was connected. But consciously, she was caught up on the images that social media portray for us. Because social media is the reason why a lot of relationships don't work.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because look at the self-esteem level. If you post a picture right now and nobody liked that shit, you're going to feel like that shit is whack.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So people put their self-esteem and their value on a post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the beach. I'm gonna take a picture in a specific spot, right? But I'm gonna be facing towards the water, and I make somebody take it from my backside, and I post them like I'm in Jamaica. Watch.
And yeah, I guarantee you. You're like, oh shit, that nigga Shimmy in a yard, man.
My DM gonna be popping.
Yardy ting, for real. But if you post something like motivational or a business, 2 likes.
They ain't trying to hear that shit.
But niggas saw it though, because I checked the engagement.
Yeah. Man.
So how does my engagement is 300, but I got 5 likes.
They support who they want to support.
Yeah.
They gonna only support you when you make it big.
Mm-hmm.
But they see what's going on. Cause I remember one time, this girl I know, she told me, yeah, you know, I see you going big to a DJ thing, this and that. That's around spring break time too. I'm like, what? So I'm like, damn. Y'all see me posting y'all come to the events, which I never come.
You'll never show up. You'll never pull up.
Yeah, right? But then y'all see what I post on social media,
mm-hmm.
but y'all see what I'm going through. They'll be like, oh, I see that. I'm happy for you. Fuck you, man.
Fuck out of here. You ain't happy for a nigga.
But I got to be humble, though. Like, how do you feel comfortable to, like, talk about the post and not like it? Like, I just feel like you shouldn't say nothing. Like, how do you get, like...
Because, you see, people are battling with internal demons.
But you're still letting it out. Like, you're telling me you saw the post. Like, you know how much times I hear it, girl, I saw that.
Because they don't know. I don't think they consciously know how important.
But you know how to like. It's 1-2 click.
Correct. But you got to understand, click. Most people's minds are programmed to only like celebrity shit. Why you think the shade room shit is always popping?
Why you add a person?
I don't follow that shit. Like, I don't follow it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they just want to see.
Okay, yeah. You see drama, without that. That's what
I don't think they understand the importance of a comment. They don't understand.
Or just a like. Or a like.
They don't. I don't think they understand that.
I saw this post recently. It was like,
I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt.
I can't agree with you because it's like people, they have their own accounts. Like, there's a lot of people that already have YouTube accounts.
Yeah.
And they're still not subscribing. When you say, hey, can you subscribe? They're like, foreign. Yeah. Like, how do you do that?
Get a subscriber. Yeah. You gotta but them YouTube like couples, asking for a fucking,
it's like you gotta pay
$5.
Yeah,
them YouTube couples and them gaming people, they quit to subscribe. Bam. Just like that. I'm like, dog, you don't even know them people, dog. So
I don't. Yeah.
Like, this post I saw, it was like, yo, y'all quit to tell little Dirk happy birthday. And he don't even know you exist, but
correct. But then, like, you won't even call your friend and say happy birthday.
Yeah,
like, you will like a picture or repost it your friend business, but you quit the comment on a celebrity happy birthday. Like, dog.
Yeah, nah.
No, you're right.
The fuck, but that's what I'm saying. People?
Celebrity. So we are drawn into celebrity. We are drawn into status.
Yes.
So right now they feel like, okay, I talk great. That ain't shit. Or you trying to start your podcast? I try to start one. My dog try to start one. I ain't gonna support your shit. Like,
but
I had
don't
this girl
talk about
jump in my inbox. Oh, I like where you record. Your shit is dope. Da 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 da. I put it down. You know what I'm saying? With a location. Oh, who's your cameraman? You don't look at my fucking post? I tagged the cameraman.
Yeah.
You want me to create your whole fucking blueprint for you to start your shit?
That same thing happened with me on social media. Someone hit me, oh, how did you start your podcast? Da 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 da. I'm like,
nah. I understand at sometimes, yes, you can give information because that's how you get blessings.
I'm not a good person,
But if you didn't do no work, I did work for this shit.
Yeah.
So if you didn't put out no work, that just lets me know you're just looking for a handout.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And no.
Not off me.
Pay for that shit.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
See, now I'm not. It's at the point, it got to the point I'm not helping people. Well, I guess I'm not really helping people, but I'm not putting myself... people in front of myself.
Yeah.
You're not going to exert all that energy. Energy.
Fuck that shit. I ain't doing that shit no more.
Are you in my brain now? Like, what the fuck?
That's vibrations. Oh, you know what I'm saying? When you're vibrating on the same level, you know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. My dad sent me a text.
See the phone. The telephone.
You see?
See the phone.
Got him distracted already.
See that?
The damn phone, man. Phone. You know? Yo, did y'all see that new video with Beyonce?
Wait,
already?
I didn't see that stuff.
Black is King?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that shit? Yet, no.
She's... Shayna is right. The goddess is right. You know, they are drawn into... Or not drawn into, sorry. They are set up with contracts and things like that on certain things that they can say or cannot say. So I feel like they have to subliminally throw messages because, you know, Beyonce is a part of Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I guess she was one of the voiceovers.
Yeah.
But she just came out with a video called Already. That shit is dope. She did it in Africa. And she had like an African.
Seen pictures of it, yeah.
Yeah. She really was representing ancient African culture. You see what I'm saying? And I respect that.
You know
what I'm saying? Because now everybody's trying to be pro-black since, you know, George Floyd. But she really went back. Angela Staten had a post where she was trying to blast Beyonce about, oh, yeah, you practicing occultism.
Cultism.
Illuminati shit.
You What's wrong with these people, dog?
But what Beyonce was doing, because in the video, Beyonce had the horns on. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But that has nothing to do with Illuminati. That's representing goddess Hathor. You know what I'm saying? And some of the characters in the video, their skin was green.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, the guy.
No.
Shay, come on.
Sorry.
We was aware of that, Shane, that you insist. So.
Yeah, I forgot Shane and Omi.
Yeah.
You know.
No, not the guy. Gamora.
Yeah, the girl. You Gamora. Know, I said the guy. I'm thinking about the guy, man. I'm very not aware of that type of stuff like that, so.
Thanos'
daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. Her skin was green. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't realize that is a depiction from Osiris.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Asaru from ancient Kemet. Right. You know what I'm saying? His skin was green because he was symbolizing vegetation, fertility, birth. You know what I'm saying? So Beyonce had a character in the video. His skin was this. The guy's skin was green.
So she bought it way back.
Yeah, she went way back.
One time for Beyonce.
You know, and I'm not gonna front. I think I'm the only bro or dude. I was gonna say nigga again. That listened to Beyonce. You listen to Beyonce?
If I have to, I would.
Like.
I like her shit. I'm not gonna front.
Yeah, she's good. She's dope.
I think her shit is dope. Like, especially, like, you knew she was the star.
What, in Destiny Child? Her
Destiny Child, yeah. You always know who's the motherfucking star.
Why was she the star?
Because just her energy. She just always
he's
had,
about to say like, her looks.
No, not he's her. I mean, come looks. On. Jay cheated on Beyonce.
I mean, we don't really know.
Like, come on. No, I know.
You was there?
Firsthand.
How do you know?
I was a part of it, too.
I was in Trinidad when Jay did the Big Pimpin' video.
Oh, well, you do know them.
Yes. And he smashed a chick that lived around the corner from my grandfather.
You get our podcast shut down, like, this is like, what you talking about? Like, what are you talking
yo,
about?
Yo, sorry, Jay.
Like, what
nigga,
are you,
you
talking
know.
About?
Come on, man.
Yo, you gonna get it. All
right. Jay Kids is not only the kids that he got with B.
What? We gonna be on the shade room because he said that shit.
Yeah, what you talking about?
You gonna get a letter in the mail? You gonna
Jay-Z,
get a letter in the mail?
You know, we got the same birthday. You know, shout out to Sagittarius.
I respect like, Jay.
I don't
but
know.
But come on. This nigga had... Come on, before Jay settled down, Beyonce made him do all that shit with his
man,
hair. You would have never seen Jay grow out his hair.
He's
this
looking
nigga
for a new look.
In a video with a burning house. All that is Beyonce. All that is a woman. That's not what he was doing. We talking about a nigga that said, what the fuck? I ain't got no patience. I hate
yeah,
women.
Yeah, but that's
Ho,
like
get
20
your
years.
Ass in and let's rock.
That's 20 years ago. So you that's change, you elevate. That don't have
because
to,
of his woman.
I mean, granted.
Beyonce elevated that nigga. When you saw when they was doing a concert, she don't need that nigga. Jay-Z need Beyonce. She had that glow. That nigga
I mean,
was following behind
she,
her.
You mean like for entertainment, she don't need
yeah,
him.
Yeah, entertainment.
Let's make
I don't
sure
think
that
she
talking.
Needs him on a personal level.
I mean,
I don't think different. So. Like her essence, her glow is
I don't think you
queendom.
Should never really need yeah. anybody. Like, let's be clear. I don't think you should never really need anybody. But
some
it's the
people
need to,
motherfuckers.
It's the need
to want
somebody.
I ain't
gonna
say she need Jay-Z.
Yeah,
but I didn't say I feel like Jay-Z elevated her in the business world.
Maybe he told her some shit
and opened up some doors for her as well.
Of course, because
yeah,
Jay
so like,
is influential.
Yeah.
If Jay ever listens
so
to
a,
this,
it's a
need,
hand in hand,
need,
like a barter something.
Yeah,
like a barter. Like,
think about
a
barter.
Yeah, she's
barter.
Beautiful. He
we need,
had
we need
all
a sponsorship
the
with Tyler.
Like, cheated on her though.
I'm not gonna say that.
Hey.
What you mean? She had a song.
Yeah, but people put out songs and don't even live.
So you think
life.
They just did that for clout?
Yes, for money. Everybody's under contract.
We don't. We don't know that.
Yeah,
I don't believe that shit. You saw the pain in her eyes.
Anybody could show pain in eyes.
She had an He had an entanglement.
I'm not gonna say
you was
that.
Wild trying to co-sign that August shit. August.
I was not trying to
yeah.
co-sign.
Was. You lucky. I'm gonna come for you.
Do we gotta pull up the clip?
Yeah, pull it up.
Listen, Shayna was wild.
I feel like that whole let's be clear.
That nigga had a song called Entanglement. He did that shit for clout.
That's money. Of course you're gonna have to benefit. Money. Ross was the one that called him and told him let's do that. But let's be clear, I feel like that whole Jada and Will's thing was staged. I feel like they was like, oh shit, we gotta come sit
that
down at the table.
Staged. That nigga was hurt.
No, that nigga's not hurt, man.
Okay,
what?
They lived that life. They lived that life, but Will was hurt because he's like, yo, come on, y'all, I'm out here. Come on, you think Will ain't fucking chicks? Of course, but his shit never leaked.
Exactly.
So he's looking at her like, yo, come on, really, this nigga?
And he, what did he say? He said, I'm going to get you back.
Down. He was
tired. That's what
she said, Lena, I'm going to get you that. He's smiling, but he's really hurt. Like, he's going to do that shit.
Yeah.
He's going to do some shit.
Come on.
Get out there.
So, I don't feel as if August, that nigga ain't dropped no hot shit for a minute.
Yeah.
He needed that.
Ain't he crazy or some shit like that? Like,
he went through some shit. I'm not going to say he's crazy. He went through some shit. I felt when he was speaking in regards to about his moms.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah, that was heartfelt.
His whole interview was heartfelt.
Some of that shit, he was looking to get album sales.
And he capitalized
off that entanglement.
Yeah,
shit.
Out of nowhere, his album is dropping. Like, you know?
Yeah. And you had a million something views. Nigga, nobody wasn't thinking about you prior.
They ain't drop a song, Entanglement. What the fuck?
I'm not going to co-sign to that.
You're not?
Nope.
Shane ain't never want to co-sign.
You know, when it's about
like,
a female.
I just feel like,
you
know,
just can't give it.
I just feel like certain men take women for granted.
What?
And I feel like that's how I really honestly feel. I feel like he when they got together, he was in a broken place. And instead of really healing him, she just led the puss. And then he
didn't
really.
I feel
really,
like she initially did that.
Yeah, but
I feel like she probably did communicate with him.
Yeah, but
and try to help him. But then at the end of the day,
he was a motherly figure. That doesn't mean that you should have took that man's weakness and gave him puss, because you know men are more to prone to go for their flesh. So of course he's gonna hit it. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. But
I mean, that's Jada.
Who that's what that? I'm saying. So, shit, but at that time, that's not what he needed.
Yeah.
So now
he
did.
No, and he fell in love.
It was not. It was not. That's what I'm saying. So if you're already going through a lot, and then you add
she's
on flesh, that's what I'm saying.
She's
if
a human.
Listen, let's listen. Okay. If you're already going through a lot, right, uh-huh. and then you add on physical, emotional, like feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get hurt after that. So mm-hmm. come on, you knew that man was already going through something. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You added on to that pain now. That's all I'm saying. I don't care what happened, like whatever they want to call it, entanglement, so she, whatever. You still knew that man was hurting.
Yeah, she comforted yeah. him.
That's
and
all.
Then he fed
that's
him
what
love.
I'm saying. Yeah.
yeah.
And of course, it's a trauma bond. Let's right. be clear. Like right. that's all I'm
I
saying.
I don't think she's set up for it to be that way.
But
things
you,
happen.
She ended up writing what
she did
running
off
man.
With it.
Like,
no. I feel like. When she went to the red table, she was accepting accountability.
No, that was some rushed interview, 10 minutes on, hey, I did this, I did that, bad marriage for life. Like, what are you really setting for the generation? Like, come on. Like,
No. I don't think them saying, because I heard Charlamagne say that. I don't think when they said bad marriage for life, I think they were just trying to spin off of the whole bad boy
it
shit.
It doesn't matter.
But like, what they're saying is, no marriage is perfect. People
say that.
People,
yeah.
Use your words wisely.
But
yo, you guys are 50
you're
years old.
You supposed to have the common sense
it's no
to understand
common sense.
That.
You got people that look up to your idols. Like you're not. You can't say bad marriage.
But that's
life
where their
left.
Parents are supposed to come in and teach
yeah,
them
but what
and say,
parents,
"Hey."
We talk about this all the time. What parents? Everybody's glued to their phones. Everybody's
no,
watching
right.
this type of stuff. Like,
yeah,
come on,
yeah.
this is not.
See,
this is not
they go
acceptable.
To goddess in here.
Like it's not. Like it's just not. Like we gotta heal ourselves properly.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're
we
right,
really
you're
have
right,
to.
Yeah, sex should stay out of it too.
Yes, it should have. Like, yeah. You was a motherly figure.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You hear that man lost his mother.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. And then this is, and then y'all laughing about it. What do you mean? Just say it was a relationship. I'm Will. Just say it was a relationship. It was an entanglement.
It was entanglement.
Like, come on.
That's what it was.
Entanglement.
I got an entanglement.
Sorry.
With August.
Like,
entanglement.
Come on.
With August. Entanglement.
I don't know why she just wasn't literal.
Entanglement. With August.
Like, come on, man.
I don't know why she just wasn't
it.
Literal.
Like, you need to heal yourself. You, yeah. you have a platform of healing.
Remember, yeah. this was in the past, though.
Past,
so she did
present,
heal herself.
Prospect.
He
that,
leaked.
Yes, but that whole conversation that Will and Jada had didn't sound healed. At all.
They was just remember, if something happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
you're speaking about it now in current time.
Yeah, but
so they were speaking about a situation that happened prior. Doesn't mean that's where they're at right now, mentally and emotionally.
Sure.
You see what
but
I'm saying?
What do we gain from that interview?
That marriages are not perfect. You got how much women out here want the wedding? They don't want the marriage.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
They
don't
that one
want
day.
The commitment.
They want that
they
one
just
day.
Want,
you can't say, you can't add commitment in there when you were saying entanglements. What? That's not a commitment.
They went through. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Marriages are
marriage,
not easy.
Yeah,
you go through shit.
It's, yeah,
it's
regardless.
It's one-on-one. It's not you adding other people in. That's
depends.
Not. That's not a commitment.
Like J. Cole say
that,
in a song.
That depends.
No, that's
when
that's
you
not.
Say, when you say you're going to be married forever.
Yes.
That's your ride
come
or
on.
Die.
Forever.
Do I feel like women are supposed to do shit like that? No. I feel like women, y'all are just trying to compete with men in the whole concept of you do it, I do it. You
correct.
See what I'm saying? But I don't think that is how women were naturally set
yes.
up to be
yeah.
multiple men.
It's the
correct.
Society. The music.
Exactly.
The music.
But when you say you want to be married forever, come on. So we just going to go to work, come home, kids.
We have to create.
Shit
we have to
boring.
Create different
ain't
energies.
That perfect.
We have to create different energies and different things. Like, of course, that
right.
lifestyle is going to get boring, but you made that commitment. You said for better or worse. You didn't say for better or worse, I'm going to go get somebody else to fulfill a need.
Why not?
Yo, girl,
so
your
what about
wife
swingers?
Should be able to do that. That's not a marriage. That's single stuff.
Some people down with that.
No,
that's,
that is single
that's
stuff.
A marriage.
I had
that's
a homegirl that called me because her dude, you know, didn't want to eat the box, and she called me to be down with the drizzy.
Yeah, but if you're married, you're not supposed to do that.
And she's happily married.
Wait.
No, that's not happily. What's happy about
that? You
did
it.
How is she happily married? If she's
because
still,
she
if
wanted
still
to have another
leaning,
experience.
Yeah, but
and
then,
her husband
get a divorce.
Loved her
but if they both agree
to
it.
Part of it.
No,
if they both agree
divorce.
To it.
Why get a divorce? If he can understand that, hey, Mom, remember, we get it confused and think that we're always supposed to do everything together, not understanding that you are your own individual entity, right?
Yes.
So if I love you enough, I love you to the point where I can respect that this is what my wife want to experience.
You
can
respect your wife
to.
getting her
he
box
could.
Eight. That's
you know
what I'm
saying?
Saying.
Not
I,
me.
Thank you.
What?
That's not respect.
But they both agree to it though. So
yeah. It doesn't matter if you agree it to it. And that's not a commitment though. That's just you making an agreement to have fun.
Commitment.
How's they both that, agree to how? It.
That's a commitment.
Okay, let's just pull up the word. Commitment. Oh, committed. God. Like you want to really get technical? Because that's not being committed. Okay,
pull it up.
No.
Pull up the meaning.
So
that depends on what type of commitment you say you want. Yeah. You want the 1 and 2.
That's
we all want what, the 1 and 4.
That's what Shay want forever.
So you never do a threesome?
No, I'm not.
With your dude?
No, I'm not.
You never bring another chick in the room?
Of course I'm not.
Why?
Unless you're married, right?
No, not even if I'm married. Why would I do some sinful thing like that?
Sin? There is no sin.
Like, I'm not doing that. I'm never doing but you, that.
Ain't
I'm
place sharing, called sin.
I'm never sharing my man, my husband, my boyfriend why? With nobody else. I'm what never about, gonna do that. What why? About if he's gonna do that, we're just not gonna be together.
Look at how much men are in prison.
Yeah.
And more women are born than men.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a fact.
So it is set up.
A lot of men that's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got our brothers that are going to the other side.
Yeah.
So there are more women produced than men. So, why not?
Okay, that's what about just, the guy that you're talking to?
You got to share your see, man anyway.
You can do it then because that's not your man. You're not in a relationship.
Yeah, but if we're not in a relationship, he could do what he want to do. But once we make that final and we're saying like, hey, we're done dating. We're together exclusive.
You're so traditional.
Yeah, I'm going to take that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to take that. That Western society, if you want to name it to that, I'm going to take that part of the Western society. Yes, I am.
Is that Western society?
If you want, if that's what we're going to call it, then yeah.
That's what it is. It takes a village.
Yeah.
So when you at work, you tired.
Yeah.
What about that child that's home? And by the time you come home, your sister wife, she's going to be all helping right. your child no with her homework.
I see you going
there. There's no sister wife
let's bring
home.
It back. Why not? You at work or you running your business. You got your shelter running. You ain't got the mental capacity to still check your daughter's homework.
I'm going
to
create it, and he's going to help me. That's his job as well.
But if he's out there running a business,
yes.
who's with the kids?
We gonna schedule it properly. Or maybe you have a hire
you're
a nanny.
You're going to be on overload, queen.
Oh, are we going to hire a nanny?
Yeah, and that nanny
No, that nanny is not going to touch. That nanny's not going to touch.
With August. Yeah. Entanglement with August.
I'm right, never going to so agree
guys,
to that.
So you guys, let's... Let me ask you a question, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Do looks really matter to you? Because we never got your response.
To me, I feel like no one wants to really be judged solely by the way they look. So for me, I just feel like looks doesn't matter. I feel like a man could be handsome with words. A man could be handsome just being emotionally stable. A man could be handsome being emotionally intelligent to me. I really don't feel like...
What you write a book?
Words. I really just don't feel like looks really matter. You know? I'm just saying, like, I really just don't feel like a physical appearance is more better than, you know, a mental connection to me. That's where I'm at in my life. So
no. You're more with the mental. Me too.
Yes. Okay.
If you can't help me with my business or what facts. Or what I got going on, I don't want it.
Let me get y'all here. Both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Look, no disrespect. If a guy, what if he's homeless? Somebody's homeless. No disrespect.
My passion.
We want nobody to be homeless. We want nobody to be homeless.
Shayna gonna clean a nigga up.
You feel me? His appearance is not good, but mentally he's there. Like, he just, you know what I'm saying? He had a female like that.
And he's shaking the cup on the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect or anything like that. I wish that upon nobody. But
yeah,
if a female, you know, homeless, mm-hmm. but she's there mentally.
And she got a fatty.
Man, I ain't saying nothing about all that, man. However you want to perceive her, but she's homeless, shaking, asking for money on the streets.
That's mm-hmm. impossible because if she is mentally vibrating on a high level, she's not going to be homeless. You see what I'm saying? So if she's homeless, that means she can have a level of knowledge. But see, it's a difference between having knowledge and application.
Okay.
See, we got a lot of these Hotep niggas that they know shit. They know how to speak shit back, but they bum ass niggas.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? They don't apply what they know.
Right.
Correct.
They're lazy.
They could talk alkalinity shit all day. Oh, this is why it rains and the cloud and all that bullshit. But at the end of the day, if you look at their life, women too. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to front. I've met some women that were very mentally inclined. You see what I'm saying? But when I look at their actions, it didn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's how you know that, okay, yeah, you just know some shit. You heard a post. I mean, you read a post. You heard a video.
Mm-hmm.
but you're not really applying it to your day-to-day life. So at the end of the day, we can't get caught up on that. Right. We can't fall for that. Right. So if she had any true intellect, knowledge, then she's not going to be on the street.
Correct. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, another example. That was a horrible one.
Yeah, give me another example.
Nah, I'm going to get this one to shame. I'm going to get this one to shame. Right? Okay. This guy, he's 6'3", muscular, 8-pack.
Okay.
Beard.
Safari. Yes.
I ain't said nothing about Safari.
I mean, he almost, like, that in guy, my head, that's the first person that, like, came
he's,
through.
He's married. See, there you go. He's married.
Correct, and that's why we couldn't ever do anything. But see, if that divorce married. Does she's happen.
Let that nigga hit.
You damn right she would.
But Trey, Trey call songs? Me. Call me Trey, yeah.
You gotta watch out with shit. Right?
Trigger!
Right? Now, you're talking to my IG, whatever, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. The looks, everything what you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So y'all link up, this and that, and then, boom. He don't sound smart. But, matter of fact, let me put it that. He have money. He have the looks. He have everything. Mm-hmm. But he's not there mentally. Are you taking that risk?
I mean, it would... Yes, yeah, I'm not going to be able to take that risk. Yeah. I'm not.
We too old to be taking risks.
Like,
at
I can't
this
take
point.
A risk on a possibility.
You could probably take a risk.
I ain't taking a risk.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't take a
risk. Yeah.
If
I'm
you don't have it, you
risks.
Don't have it. And I can't train your mind to think a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot do that. You can't put that responsibility
say no
on me.
Build a bear shit.
Yeah, like, right. I can't do it.
So, okay, like, what is the vice versa, the opposite? Where, you know, he doesn't got the looks. You know, he doesn't have the car and he's taking the bus, but he's there mentally. Are you, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you almost had me until you said the bus because I feel like you got to have certain things to date at this time and age. Like, you got to have a car. Like, you got to be able to have enough, you know, financially be available to do certain things. So you shouldn't be dating if you're still on the bus. You need to get yourself together.
See, you're smart.
I can't take no more chances, like, at all. You know, like, the rapper, I can't.
You know, like, the rapper Gunner, right? He said recently on social media, he was like, hey, man, y'all boys, man, y'all know what's nigga. Y'all need to, if you can't buy a girl this, that, you shouldn't even be thinking about having sex.
Facts.
Right?
That's right.
And a lot of people on the comments like, man, nigga, you a simp, man. You da-da-da-da-da, paymaster, da-da-da-da-da. Then he came back and made another post. He was like, oh, okay, y'all call me a simp because I said, yo, like, if you don't have the money to buy all this stuff, why are you thinking about sex? You should be trying to get the money first.
Correct.
Not
correct.
Me.
Build yourself. You know what I'm saying? But see, society makes us feel like we got to be in a relationship. And social media. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why everybody trying to be coupled up and booed up. And realize sometimes
they monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. You got to work on yourself first. Now, if you do find a person that's in alignment with your vision and they are adding to your life, at that point, I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But if they're taking away, because it's like, come on, you're almost females I meet, I got to deal with what they nigga put them through. Like,
correct.
Tired of that shit.
And what you going to do? And what do you usually
not
do
with
them?
Not your responsibility.
I mean, I try to motivate the best way I can, but at the end of the day.
You beat the cheeks.
I don't got, I mean, I'm going to beat the cheeks, but.
But we just talked about that. See?
I don't got time to babysit anymore. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to build up my empire.
Right. So and that's going to take time from you.
Exactly.
Like, you studying, you you actually grinding. Like,
and time is everything.
I just see
don't get it back.
I see y'all some wise people. I must be young. I probably don't see it. Okay, but we're not going to make age, you know what I'm saying, a probability in this stuff.
Y'all are bad.
Wait, before you end this off. I dealt with a female, right? She makes social media like freaking 20,000, 40,000 followers on IG, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, damn, I just gotta deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's why I hate social media.
Social media could be the
this girl ain't got nothing going for herself, bro.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of followers and likes.
Mm-hmm. My God, you know what really made me like want to approach this chick? Because this is like way back. The niggas under the comments, man.
So you want to see if you was going to be the one that she, like.
And the funny thing, I went to school with the girl, too. I was just like, damn, man. The way these niggas acting, like, shit. Oh, like, mind you, 60 comments.
Yeah.
Hard
eyes. We get that.
Yeah.
Like, so it's physical. Like, oh, see, dude looks matter.
No
shimmy,
mental.
Like you asked us. Dude looks
dude
matter.
Dude looks matter, bro.
Shimmy, do it.
Yes and no.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
No.
That's a yes.
No.
Yo, this was a good conversation, man. Yes, sir. We done hit an hour already.
Man, I meant to mention that that T.I. stuff, but I guess we'll talk about it later. The Lloyds of London. Like, we really needed to get that out there. That Lloyds of London.
Oh, yeah. Us or else.
Yes.
Yeah.
You better write a book over there. That's a little pre-script over there.
I'm a journalist.
Shout out to T.I. He's definitely doing some great things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We can't not mention that. You know what I mean? I respect his interview that he had on The Breakfast Club. Him, Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're definitely trying to bring some awareness to what's going on right now. Because a lot of people don't realize, like, this COVID shit is just all a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Sex trafficking.
Oh, that shit.
That is huge.
Yes. They try to cover it up with everything else that's going on.
That shit's serious,
Epstein.
Man.
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell. You know what I'm saying? Well, we don't even know if she's even locked up right now. Because we ain't seeing nothing. Because usually when somebody get locked up, you see a picture of them. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mugshot. Yeah.
We ain't seen nothing.
I don't think Epstein dead either.
Yeah. I don't think he dead either. I don't think so.
He's on the island.
He miraculously died in custody.
Nah,
the camera's not working.
Nigga, come on.
I mean, get out of here, man. They
got that man out.
Yeah. He's
somewhere probably underground.
Look, you know what they did?
We not on front like they do. We don't know. They got underground cities and shit like that. They're building shit underground.
They reshaped his ears, his nose, and this and that. He just
plastic surgery.
Correct.
Yeah.
Identities, all of that.
I saw a Prison Break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a lot of y'all young moms out here, or single mothers. Watch our kids.
Yeah.
Watch our young little children.
Go on social media. Go on Facebook.
They bugging out here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Organ trafficking is something real. You know what I'm saying?
Get your weapons.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's time to bang, bang, bang.
Protect.
Bang,
exactly. Get in the gun range.
Yeah.
Learn some type of hand-to-hand combat.
Cut his throat.
These motherfuckers is sick out here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And
pedophiles.
Who knows? Yeah. Pedophile. Come on. His island was called Pedal Island.
Yep.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
Ain't no coincidence.
Ain't no coincidence in that. And right now, I think they leaked his flight logs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of celebrities was on that flight log.
It's just so fucking crazy how, like,
people just vibrate.
We start freaking this shit out and shit. Look at Tom Hanks. He's a
Was on that flight log.
He's a citizen Clinton. Of a different country, right? Greece?
Yeah, because he had to dip.
Yeah.
He dipped.
Come on now.
He got out quick.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was on the list. That's
Your
favorite celebrity. Favorite president.
You know what I mean? It's so crazy.
Locked up brothers. You
know think about this. Clear. You got somebody who's one of the fucking richest people in the world, Bill Gates, trying to make a fucking cure for the fucking. Better fucking entry into technology?
Yeah.
No, he's a scientist. When you got money, you could be whoever you want to be.
You ain't even giving that vaccine to your kids.
Exactly.
But you are you going to
take
us?
A vaccine from a person who
I'm not taking a vaccine, period. All my kids don't take vaccines.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I feel like that's when it's going to break out, when they try to make the vaccine mandatory. You know what I'm saying? That's when
World
shit going
to start
popping.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You know what I'm saying? That's why they spiking up that 5G. I'm not even going front. Like, I can't even keep my phone in my hand for too long because I feel the radiation coming from that shit. I gotta keep the shit in my drawer or put it in another room.
Because
I be feeling like I'm frying. Like,
Shout out to 19 Keys. He has a crown that can help with the radiation as well.
EMT. EMT. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, don't quote me, 19 Keys. I'm so sorry, but I heard the interview. But I think it's EMT. Not sure.
Is it EMT or EMF?
We'll just send it to him and he could just, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to pull it up.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up.
But the crown definitely helps with the radiation.
So, you guys, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be giving away to the homeless. You know, giving
EMF.
Back.
It's actually EMF.
Yes.
Electric and magnetic forces.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you just use aluminum foil?
Yeah.
You said aluminum foil? On that note, we out. Because we out. Like, what, Jimmy?
Y'all make sure y'all go ahead, click the link below, subscribe. I Talk Gray. Make sure y'all go to www.henu.com, H9NU. Go get y'all merch. Follow my dog, Fick it.
DJ Shimmy. Instagram at Shimmy the Prince.
God is Shayna.
Blessings.
Streaming on all platforms.
We on iHeartRadio now.
We lit.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the beautiful ladies. Help my DM.
Shout out. Make sure y'all go. We on SoundCloud as well.
Yeah.
I Talk Gray.
I DM back too. You know what I'm saying?
We out of here, man.
Peace.